From, well, hunting down animals on the golf course to the farm, Fonterra Farms, back a new capital structure.
Yeah, nice segue. Yeah, I think it's fair to say that today was one of the biggest votes in the cooperative's history. Shareholders overwhelmingly supporting a proposal to revamp the company's capital structure. This new structure, it really is a response to some of the challenges that Fonterra faces. For one, it's forecasting that milk supply may decline in the future. That's pretty tough if you're a company that relies on getting milk to make milk products. This is due to the effects of climate change, regulatory changes that may discourage dairy farming and other alternative uses for dairy land. It's also got the issue of trying to retain farmers given the huge capital costs that's required to join the cooperatives. That says farmers need to buy one share for every kilogram of milk solids that they produce. It's often cited as a reason why farmers choose to supply milk to other milk processors who don't have a cooperative structure and don't require such a capital commitment. So this new proposal, it will reduce the number of shares farmers need to hold per kilogram of milk solids they produce. It will also allow other types of farmers to own shares, and it will also cap the size of its associated shareholders fund. 85% of farmers back the new proposal, well above the minimum threshold of 75%. So Fonterra has overcome one major hurdle, but it does face another. That is getting the government on board to approve the changes. Now, older listeners, they may remember that special legislation was passed way back in 2001. That was to allow Fonterra to create itself, to form. And that legislation, it does need to be amended. But the government has expressed some reservations about that, saying that they are concerned, saying previously in November that they're concerned the proposal is not in the best interests of dairy farmers or the dairy industry. However, our rural news team has just spoken to the minister, and he says that he wants to work with the Fonterra to help get this over the line. It is clear, though, that there's still plenty more work to be done.
And Nicholas, Kiwi Bank's on the naughty step with the FMA.
Yeah, it's not often you see the FMA filing court action against a financial service provider when they have dobbed themselves in. But they have warned recently that self-reporting does not equal immunity. And these proceedings, they centre on alleged false claims Kiwi Bank has made about its fee waivers. Now, the bank's own terms and conditions state that a customer who has a home loan with the bank does not have to pay transaction fees. But the FMA alleges that between 2005 and March of last year, 35,000 home loan customers with Kiwi Bank were overcharged fees totaling more than $1.1 million. However, it says the law covering fair dealing only came into effect in 2014, so its action only covers the 19,000 people affected since then, which amounts to nearly $600,000. The FMA, they weren't speaking today. They don't usually comment when they do file proceedings, but Kiwi Bank, They did put out a statement. They said that they self-reported the issue after discovering it in August of 2019. The bank says they've apologised to customers. Everyone's been fully refunded those fees and any interest that would have been earned. So a date has been set down in the Auckland High Court. It will be interesting to see what sort of punishment, if any, is handed down by the court and what discount there may be for Kiwi Bank, given the fact that they did dob themselves in and everyone's been paid back.
And Nicholas, a quick whip around the markets.
Yes, the NZX come back down to earth after yesterday's seller result, down 97 points to 12,772. The dollar trading at 68.1 US cents and 94.9 Australian.